In this week's parasha, the pasuk says, "Vateshuv kodesh yomim rabim kayomim asher yishavtem." Chazal say they were in the midbar for 38 years. The first year being till they got to the midbar, they were the various stages, and then the last year when they were finally coming into Eretz Yisrael. Of those 38 years, they spent 19 in kodesh. Reverse from the flow of the psukim, it seems to me that was immediately after the Maisa Meraglim. The psukim say that the Bateshu Bekodesh. Later on, they went and Nathan Hamid Boro, and they started traveling to other places. At the end of the travels, and the 40th year. By Mrs. Miriam, it says Vayeshavon beKodesh. They came back to Kodesh. Miriam is Nifter. They have the story of the Mei Meriva, and then they send the message to Edom. Vehinei anachtu beKodesh ir kitzei gevulecha. So apparently, Kodesh was right by the edge of the Midbar. So Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael sent the Meraglim, also from a place which is right by the end of the Midbar, ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the first step of their kapara was they sat in Kodesh for 19 years. So Hirsch points out that their atonement of their chet, the atonement of the chet was to sit in the spot which is at the edge of the midbar, the edge of the wilderness, and to sit there. And the Pasuk doesn't say Vayichan, because they weren't just chonah, they were just temporary, but they almost settled in. So they settled in by this spot, watching it being, looking and saying, oh, let's go, it's wonderful, we're going to move ahead, we're going to go, da, 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 and we're going to stay here, and we're going to stay here, and we're going to stay here. We end up staying there for a total of 19 years. So that quiet sitting there, he sees it as part of the process of the kapara for the chet of the Meraglim. And then when they left, they didn't go forward towards Eretz Yisrael. They went back towards Yamsuf. So the second half of their kapora was the process of moving back towards Yamsuf, as opposed to moving forward towards Eretz Yisrael. At many points, stages in people's lives, I mean, Lahavdil, there's many people who will tell you that sitting in a traffic jam, just not moving anywhere, is very frustrating. And they'll take side streets, even if they know that maybe you might stay in the traffic jam, you might get there quicker at the end. But the fact, the feeling of movement, forward movement, is worth it to them, the possibility of extra time, just to feel like they're not sitting still. There's a tremendous difficult point to feel like you're not moving forward. There's kubas in a person's life where they feel that they're not moving forward. That's extremely difficult. Any movement, even if it's possibly even negative movement, seems to be better than this feeling of just you're stuck. You can't get over something. You're stuck in that. And Hirsch's point over here, the psukim are telling us that etzim really, in a certain sense, that's a form of a kapara. It's a form of a tikkun for the person to learn how to deal with that state of being, of being stuck in something and not being able to move forward, is in itself the process of accepting that and understanding that there are bumps in people's lives and this is the way it is. That itself can act as a form of a tikkun for the person, and then eventually from that a person will have movement, and sometimes even the movement seems to be backwards, but eventually that backwards movement turns into the forward movement, in this case going there to Israel, and person's life, whatever the situation may be. Have a good Shabbos.